English from bbclearningenglish.com.
What did you eat for lunch today? Did you choose this dish because it was healthy, cheap, or because it was just very tasty? Are you a fussy eater or an adventurous gourmet? I love exploring trends in food. Fusion cuisine is not for everybody. My Italian grandmother would turn her nose up in disgust at the thought of tandoori pizza with mango topping, but this marriage of tastes is perfectly fine in the 21st century. Chef and food writer Ching-Hee Huang, who presented a series on Chinese food for the BBC, is a fan of the movement. She says fusion has been happening for centuries, for as long as people have travelled, but with the internet and global travel, the exchange of ideas makes the process much faster. Wolfgang Puck is seen by many as one of the chefs who made fusion elegant. He cut his teeth in his native Vienna and made a name for himself when he opened his restaurant in Los Angeles in the 1970s. This European delved into Asian cuisine and became one of the first in a long line of celebrity chefs. He said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal that initially he got negative responses from traditional American Chinese restaurant owners, but he's not bitter. I believe authenticity is about evolution, not repeating your grandmother's recipe, he explains. Cooking is like painting or writing a song. Just as there are only so many notes or colours, there are only so many flavours. It's how you combine them that sets you apart. My granny's preference would be the slow food movement, founded by her countryman Carlo Petrini in the 1980s and still going strong. It seeks to preserve local regional cuisine and use of ingredients that are grown locally. Petrini wants to see farmers connected more directly with consumers. All these trends give us food for thought. We might be wasting an exciting opportunity to wake up our taste buds when we scoff a sandwich at our desks. Tomorrow, why not find an exotic restaurant and enjoy a feast? You dress trendy, so eat trendy.
Takeaway English from the BBC.